99.5 The Mountain.
Mountain Mornings with Ian Canfield.
Smashing Pumpkins are one of the artists who've been confirmed for the new Mixtape Game soundtrack. Cure and Iggy Pop are also featured on that. Good morning. Ian Canfield here, checking in for Friday at 99.5 The Mountain. And thinking of teachers and students today who are scrambling to save final exams because a hack has hit Canvas, which is a critical online learning platform. Now, I don't know if this is traditional hackers who've just decided to get involved in school software, or if this is a very intelligent kid who's very advanced when it comes to hacking. I mean, it's been a long time since I was at school. Is hacking school software the new stealing your mate's homework and copying it? Is hacking the kind of thing the kids are learning on Roblox? Hantavirus cruise ship update. You might have seen a lot of people on social media saying things like, keep those passengers on the boat, we can't deal with another pandemic. Well, oops, too late. A bunch are off the boat. And try not to be alarmed, but three people who were on the ship are already dead. But yeah, many of the travellers are off the boat already. Some of them have gone to other countries. A bunch are still in the States. However, the World Health Organization are saying that the public health risk is low to extremely low. It does concern me a little, though, that for many of us, the first time we'd heard of hantavirus was a couple of years ago, when that whole strange episode happened at Gene Hackman's house. Do you remember that? And you know Gene Hackman, Lex Luthor, in the first ever Superman movie. I mean, I would suggest that Gene Hackman was the greatest Superman villain ever, and hantavirus killed him. Imagine what it can do to us mere mortals. Have you heard? Jeffrey Epstein did leave a note. This is according to his former cellmate, who reckons that he found this note inside a book. Is it just me, or are you getting the news right now that Jeffrey Epstein had a cellmate? I feel like that wasn't very well documented, because now we have to believe that there were guards and cameras and a cellmate, and yet he managed to hang himself. Okay, well, the note that the cellmate claims to have found from Epstein says, they investigated me for months, found nothing. It is a treat to be able to choose one's time to say goodbye. What you want me to do? Burst out crying. No fun, not worth it. I will say, I know this is what the note says because I'm reading this in a news report, but if you actually look at the note, Jeffrey Epstein's handwriting is dreadful. I mean, just appalling. And it makes me concerned for the state of my own handwriting. I mean, there are experts that can analyse one's personality based on their handwriting. Yes? Now I see how bad Jeffrey Epstein's is, and I'm comparing mine. I'm thinking, I need to work on my cursive. Happy Friday, Ian Canfield here on the Mountain. There is a new study out that suggests there might be an explanation for why some places feel haunted. It's something called infrasound, which is an ultra-low frequency that humans can't consciously hear, but it makes us feel stressed. So scientists are saying that this hidden stress is maybe what causes people to think something paranormal is going on. Because you know my thoughts on ghosts, or more so the people that believe that they can sense them, right? Those people, if they had a terrible crime committed against them, and then after some investigation, the police went back to those people and said, all right, we figured out it was a ghost that did it. I reckon those people may change their opinions on the paranormal world quite swiftly, don't you? I mean, unless you're going to tell me that the reason Savannah Guthrie left the Today Show abruptly yesterday was because the cop said, hang on, we've got new evidence about your disappeared mum from Tyler Henry. Are you sad the bear is coming to an end? FX have confirmed that season 5 is going to be the series finale. There will be 8 episodes, and they are all landing on Hulu on June 25th, so not long to wait now. I have to say that I watched the start of The Bear, and when I say the start, I think I watched the first couple of episodes, and it wasn't for me. And I had a big problem with the fact that the opening hours for the restaurant were 3 o'clock. I guess, think about Jeremy Allen White playing Bruce Springsteen, right? All the effort that went into that. He looked like Bruce. He sang like Bruce. He learned to play guitar and harmonica like Bruce because he wanted that Bruce Springsteen biopic to be completely authentic, right? And yet, here he is trying to make me believe that in The Bear, he's running a sandwich shop that doesn't open at lunchtime. Remember a while ago we spoke about cocaine hippos? They were given this name because they were part of Pablo Escobar's private zoo. You know you are super rich when hippos are your hobby and you've managed to collect 80 of them. Which he had, but Pablo Escobar ain't around anymore to look after the hippos, and so they were facing execution until a businessman decided to put up $3.5 million to fund a rescue mission where the cocaine hippos are going to be airlifted, all 80 of them are going to be airlifted, to a rehabilitation resort in India. So that's a great news for the, you know, what could have potentially been the end of the life for the cocaine hippos. Is this businessman using the fleet of Spirit Airlines planes to do this now they're no longer needed? Sabbath finishing Mountain Mornings for today. I'm Ian Camfield. Thanks for hanging out. Oh, by the way, don't forget, midnight tonight is the absolute final deadline for Mighty Millions raffle. They got that show home in Winter Park up for grabs. There are 4,600 additional prizes to be won. If you take part, you are helping benefit Children's Hospital Colorado. Midnight tonight, the absolute final deadline, mightymillionsraffle.com is where you need to go online. Good luck! I'll be back Monday between now and then. Have a great weekend.